to get the water to drink from.
To drink from.
Mm-hmm. Out of a cedar bucket.
Out of a cedar bucket. And then you dip that into the glass?
No, you just take the dipper and dip it into the bucket. Mm-hmm. Be careful not to let nobody, you know, what they call kids say, don't you slobber in the water bucket. That was it.
They didn't mean
slobber in the water bucket. They meant not in the dipper and then leave some in the dipper and put it back in the bucket. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That was customary with everybody. Be cautious about the children and teach them the manners, you know, not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get germs other ways, and then they make the water unclean, and then you'd have to do away with a whole bucket of water and go get a fresh one if anything like that happened. Yes, and we had glass. And the old-fashioned gourds, we raised them, and then when they got ripe, we take and cut the top out like that, left the handle on, got all the seed out, scraped all the seed out and all that old pulpy stuff inside, and take lye from ashes and soak that until it was perfectly white on the inside, and then boil them till they got white inside, and we used to use those for dippers.
Oh,
yeah, very big one anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you say water drank out of a gourd tasted so good?
It was the best kind.
Oh, yes, that was the best water.
Yeah. Well, now, like when you were bringing your kids up, now, like, did you ever have trouble with, they'd set a, like you'd have a glass and they'd set it on the edge of the sink and then it'd fall off and...
Well, we generally lived in the country when my children were little, and didn't anything like that happen because they had a water shell, like I say, and this dipper in the water bucket. And sometimes we had a tin dipper. I've got one now, with a long handle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the dipper fell, it didn't break.
It didn't break. Well, now, what if they knocked a glass off the table, a drinking glass, one of these tall glasses? Now, would it, one of the kids say something like, it wasn't me that...
Mama, I didn't do it, his brother.
Yeah, now somebody else must have...
Right.
Mm-hmm. They'd always deny that they were the one to break it, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Say somebody else must have...
I tell my mama's children, he said, Mama, we didn't get half enough. I said, children, y'all were human beings. I didn't want to whip you like you were some kind of an animal or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to whip them for something they did, and I'd go off in the house and cry about it.
Oh.
But I didn't let them see me.
Were the glasses heavy enough so they didn't break much?
Well, in those times the glass was real heavy. And we hardly ever did break a glass or any other piece of glass because it was terribly heavy. It wasn't cut glass, but it was just some of it was plain and some of it was different cuts of glass, designs, I mean. And it was tolerably thick, so we hardly ever broke any glasses or anything like that. It wasn't just an accident.
If you were having like supper and had the kids were sitting around, standing around, just sort of standing around the table, you might say, well, hurry up and...
Get through.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up and... If it was before you were going to eat, if it was...
Oh, yeah. I always said, children, it's ill manners to come to the table or stand around the table before the meal's ready. Now go and sit down.
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah, you said I'm going to sit
down. Go and sit down.
Yeah. And now then they'd go ahead and
sit down.
Every one of them would.
Yes, ma'am. They hardly ever came rushing into the table. And I said, Mama, we hungry. Let's eat. I said, You wasn't taught that way from a little fella.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just.